At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
MAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
First solo presser, no thanks. I'm Elliot Francis. President Trump downplayed any rift with intelligence agencies and charges of backdoor contacts with Russia in his first solo news conference as president. Bob Costantini was there.
It will probably be analyzed for days on cable channels. The president led on he seems to watch around the clock. Mr. Trump's first solo news conference as president was punctuated with finger pointing.
I inherited a mess. At home and abroad.
The American people may not recognize that, according to the president, who went at length after an old foe.
The press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control.
Reports of chaos, he indicated, are more fake news.
This administration is running like a fine-tuned machine.
Bob Costantini, the White House.
Vice Admiral Bob Hartwood has turned down President Trump's offer to become national security advisor. Observers say Hartwood was concerned, among other things, about his access to the president and time with family. I'm Elliot Francis. Several former female employees of Fox News are still battling the network over allegations of sexual harassment. Steve Kastenbaum reports.
Sexual harassment allegations ended Roger Ailes' tenure at Fox News, and it cost the network millions of dollars in settlements. But their troubles may be far from over. The attorney representing former Fox News anchor Andrea Tantaros said in court yesterday that some of his other clients received subpoenas to appear before a federal grand jury. The lawyers said that U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara here in New York is investigating Fox News for possibly violating federal law in relation to the numerous allegations of sexual harassment leveled by many former female employees. A spokesman for Bharara declined to comment. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Crossroads Media founder Mike Dubke is expected to be named White House Communications Director. Officials say that appointment is expected to be announced as early as today. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Nearly 4 months ahead of the June gubernatorial primary in Virginia, most voters have not made up their minds yet, according to a new poll. But the Quinnipiac University poll did find that Democrats Tom Perriello and Ralph Northam are tied. And either one would beat any of the four Republicans running for governor. Former RNC Chief Ed Gillespie leads the GOP field in that poll. During his White House news conference, President Trump was asked why he hasn't met with Congressional Black Caucus yet. Now one caucus member from Maryland responds.
President Trump says there was a meeting scheduled with Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings, but it was later canceled.
He was probably told, don't meet with Trump. It's bad politics, and that's part of the problem in this country.
Congressman Cummings says he's, quote, excited to meet with the president.
This is my president. This is your president for the next 4 years. Those things that we can work together on, Social Security, making sure that people's children can get into college and be able to afford it, jobs, infrastructure, I'm with him.
So far, a new meeting date has not been set. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
More than 400 people in D.C. who tested negative for the Zika virus are now being retested because of a math error made during the testing process. City officials say two pregnant women have actually had positive results in follow-up tests, but that doesn't necessarily mean they say that they were infected with Zika. D.C. United now has final approval to move forward with building a new soccer stadium. The D.C. Zoning Commission has approved the 14-acre project at Buzzard Point. The team will spend up to $200 million. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,620. The NASDAQ at 58.15. Sports, the Wizards remain red hot, beating Indiana for their fourth win in a row heading into the All-Star break. The Caps remain idle till tomorrow night. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's Brian Wilson here with a recommendation. If you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of Remax Allegiance. Ask anyone who's met Frank Prindle. They'll tell you you've just met your next real estate agent. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by buy it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. His tenants were moving out, and he was looking for a quick sale of his Metro DC home. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees as Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prendle. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prendle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Need firearms training? ValleyGuns2.com. That's ValleyGuns, the number 2.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Off to a good start. The overnight road work on the Rock Creek Parkway southbound at P Street. You should find lanes open. No problems right now. Beltway through Annandale, Tysons. In fact, the entire Beltway, Virginia, Maryland starts off good without any incidents reported. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway each direction with your travel lanes open. Nice way to start our Friday morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good roll now of warmer weather coming in. Wait till you hear the weekend forecast. We're going to get to that in a second. Lots of sunshine, about 50 today. Tonight, clear 35, cold around the suburbs. Tomorrow and Sunday, lots of sunshine and highs in the upper 60s, maybe even tickling 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Chantilly, 27 in Frederick, 30 degrees in Washington. How impacted was the D.C. area by the day without immigrants? Maybe more than you think. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:06 on WMAL. Hey, we made it to Friday. If we just get through today, we got a really nice weekend ahead of us. So let's get it going and get it started so we can get to that weekend. Coming up at 7:05. Joe Concha from The Hill will be here. He's sort of a media analyst, and he has some things to say about that performance by the president yesterday. 8:05, we'll also talk about that with Guy Benson from Town Hall. How did the day without immigrants go? Did it impact you at all? We'll talk to Kathy Hollinger with the Restaurant Association and the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Brian Wilson, and oh, look, it's that nice Mary Walter who is back again. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, like a bad penny. I keep showing up.
Just exactly
you locked the doors, and I still crawled in the window.
We're going to have to give you a desk around here or something.
Unfortunately, much of the media in Washington, D.C., along with New York, Los Angeles, in particular, speaks not for the people, but for the special interests and for those profiting off a very, very obviously broken system. The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it to find out what's going on, because the press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control.
That was the President of the United States yesterday as part of a 1 hour and 17 minute press conference from the East Room that had tongues wagging in this town. Now, look, I think this is a tale of two different reactions this morning. Inside the Washington Beltway, among the media elite, oh, there was nothing but derision and howls and screaming and gnashing and wailing of teeth. And beyond the Beltway, I think there were a lot of people who stood up and applauded and cheered with the things they heard. So what was your take on the president's press conference last night? Because yesterday, and if you saw some of the media coverage, then you know that there was a very different reaction in some circles. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. We're going to take your calls, take your reaction, play more of that press conference here in the early going this morning and throughout the morning as we discuss what was, I think, one of the most remarkable performances that I have ever seen on a political stage in Washington, D.C. in the 31 years that I have been here. It's pretty amazing. And I think that it is really quite shocking when you look at the difference in the way people inside the Beltway react to this and the people outside the Beltway react to this. The president is getting back in campaign mode. He is reassuring those who helped him get elected that he he is in control, that the old Donald Trump is still there. Let's be honest, not a great week for the president, given some things that have happened. What with, you know, Michael Flynn having to leave, losing his nominee for the Secretary of Labor, the Third Circuit Court of Appeal, and the ramifications of all, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and the ramifications of all of that. So it was not a great week. I think he wanted to change the narrative. And this all is in concert with a big appearance he's going to make this weekend, which will basically be a campaign rally. So I think that he's trying to turn the corner and send the message to those who elected him, don't worry, I got this. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Mary?
Well, I was actually in Manhattan yesterday, so I was at Fox, and we're watching this and broadcasting some of it, and our reaction, those of us there, you know, sitting in the studio, was, oh no, I can't believe he's saying something, Hillary. And when the producer was saying, I'm really worried about him. I'm really, really worried. This is not going well. And it was that reaction that you would expect from the media. So Mitch McConnell had said the day before that Trump's popularity would be 10 to 15% higher if he would stay on message. And I was shocked at the response, just like you said, Brian, of the people outside of maybe the media and political bubble who were cheering exactly like you said. I will say when he smacked down that reporter from the BBC was hilarious. The guy from the BBC stands up. This poor guy, I didn't know what hit him. And he says, I'm from BBC News. And Trump looks at me and goes,
here's another beauty.
Yeah, exactly. Just like CNN. However, there was a Jewish reporter for a, I forget the name of the publication in New York. It's a Jewish news publication. And Trump looked at him and told him, just stop it. Sit down. And he was on last night. And another reporter was also on Fox News last night. And they were asked, how did you feel? Like, how did it feel to be, you know, to have to go through this? And the Jewish reporter said, he's dealt with Trump his whole life because he's from New York. So Trump's a known entity. It didn't bother him at all. It just didn't bother him
because that's
at all.
The way you do things in New York.
That's Donald Trump. That's the way things are done. He goes, yeah, it's no big deal. Yeah, it didn't bother him. So he and both of the reporters felt that the press conference was actually good. They said it was like sitting down with him. If you were in that room, it was like sitting down with him, having a cup of coffee, and just doing doing an interview with him. So maybe inside that room it was a little bit different, unless you were like CNN and they were calling him unhinged. And like you said, he upgraded them to not fake news. They're very fake news.
Very fake news.
Very fake news.
I got a big laugh in a lot of places around America, I can assure you. Well, listen, to the phone lines we want to go, because obviously you want to weigh in on this early this morning. You saw it. You saw the reaction from the mainstream media. What is your take on it? Sharon in Suitland, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Hi, I'm the mom to two deployed children, and I caught the last of the press conference right before he was saying, I'm not giving ISIS anything of when we're pulling out or anything like that, and
that's
I'm
right.
there raising my fist saying, yeah, go Trump.
See, now this is what I'm talking about. And people who are over at NBC and CBS and ABC and CNN and some people at Fox. Did you see Shep Smith yesterday? Talk about somebody who was looking a little unhinged. That was pretty something.
Awesome.
So anyway, they need to listen to what our listeners are saying, because our listeners sort of come from it from the same viewpoint as people all across this country who helped this president get elected. And Sharon is right. They are pumping their fists. They are going woohoo. And I don't think that Washington understands that. Now, to Mitch McConnell's thing about, I wish he were a little more focused in his message.
Yeah.
I also share that opinion.
I agree.
And I don't think it would hurt for him to sort of be a little more focused about his talking points. But to some degree, that's part of this guy's charm, if you want to use that word, is that he's just sort of like that. He's like a rambling, a lot of ideas coming into his head, and what comes into his head comes out of his mouth. And some people really love that sort of honesty. Mm-hmm. I think he would do well to maybe focus the message a bit more, but I liked a lot of what I heard yesterday. How about Brian in Mount Airy? You're up next with Brian and Mary Walter.
Yes, good morning. And I just want to tell you that I've waited many years to see someone stand up and tell the mainstream media just how incompetent and dishonest they were. That was just wonderful.
What was your favorite part?
Well, I have to admit, I guess this is a little bit childish, but I really like the very fake news comments of the CNN. But you know what? Now that you asked me what my favorite part was, I really like the part where he says, you know, tomorrow you're going to say I was ranting and raving. You're going to tell everyone I was ranting and raving. But I'm just talking to you. You know what I mean? That probably was the best part.
All right. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate the call from Mount Airy this morning. Listen, more of your calls straight ahead. A lot of talk about the press conference. Mainstream media hated it. What was your reaction? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. It is now 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's check in with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Starting off this Friday morning, pretty mellow. No troubles coming in from the west. Heading in through town, DC 295 northbound. It's the work zone near Benning. They do that every overnight as they work on that road project. Along the right side, no delay. So you're coming up on it at speed. Slow through the work zone. On the Rock Creek Parkway southbound at P Street, they had overnight construction as well. 270 looking good. Maryland 9529 BW Parkway and all approaching the Beltway. Quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the forecast, and you're going to like it. The high today, around 50 and lots of sunshine. Tonight, clear skies, 35. On Saturday, tomorrow, are you ready? 69 degrees and sunshine. Sunday, in the upper 60s, clear to partly cloudy. And listen to this. I'm just going to go ahead and give you the long-range forecast because it'll cheer you up. Monday in the low 60s. Tuesday in the mid 50s. Wednesday in the low 60s. Thursday in the upper 60s. That's the long range forecast. But man, I'll take some of that. Currently in the nation's capital, it is still a bit chilly out there this morning. It's 32 degrees, 5:16 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
As you know, our administration inherited many problems across government and across the economy. To be honest, I inherited a mess. It's a mess. At home and abroad, a mess. Jobs are pouring out of the country. You see what's going on with all of the companies leaving our country, going to Mexico and other places. Low pay, low wages, mass instability overseas, no matter where you look. The Middle East, a disaster. North Korea, we'll take care of it, folks. We're going to take care of it all. I just want to let you know, I inherited a mess.
That was the President of the United States yesterday laying it on the line. And, you know, he talked. One thing he said yesterday that caught my ear, and I think he's right about this. He said, look, everybody says I'm dividing the nation. The nation was divided before I got here. And that is absolutely true. He is not responsible for the divided nature of our nation right now. However, you know, he is seeing what happens when there is a nation that is divided. And a lot of people don't like him, and a lot of people do like him. And it's about 50-50, just like it's always been.
You know, Brian, to your point that it's just two worlds, one inside mm-hmm. Washington, one outside Washington. Politico just tweeted out, Trump flees Washington as he seeks a reset.
See now, that is, you know, that's their take on it. And that's what you hear inside Washington. Everything is from a negative lens with this guy. But that's not the way it's being perceived by our listeners, and certainly not the way it's being perceived around the country. How about Jess in Woodbridge? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning.
Good morning, my friends.
Morning.
I just wanted to say that the press conference, a lot of people say that people may not remember what you say, but they will never forget how you make them feel. And this was a great example. He needed to get out there, let everybody know he's still a president, he's still in charge, he's still Donald Trump, he's still the guy we voted for. And that's exactly what I needed to hear, and that's what I needed to feel.
Jess, let me just ask you this question. I think that when a lot of things were said yesterday in that press conference, that the media elite in Washington, D.C., they were literally gasps. I can't believe you said that. When you heard some of those things, what was your reaction? How did you personally react?
Oh, I laugh like I always do when they become a gasp. Just like, really, guys? No, this is not new. This is Donald Trump, and this is why we like him. Because we hate you.
It's 180 degrees.
Hate you.
Yeah, that's right. And the president made the case yesterday, time and time and time and time again, that a lot of what, you know, he's made, I bet he said fake news 100 times in that press conference yesterday.
Do you know that was an impromptu press conference?
I heard that he sort of walked in this morning to the Oval Office and said, we're going to do a press conference today. Make it happen.
Feeling pressy.
Yeah, feeling pressy. There you go. More of your calls. Let's see. How about Lynn in Martinsburg? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. What do you say? Lynn, just hung up. Andrew in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you say, Andrew?
Hey, good morning. I thought the news conference yesterday was great. Instead of making a very fake news for CNN, I would have renamed them alt-left tabloid news. I don't trust CNN, ABC, NBC at all. Anything and everything that they say, I go the opposite direction.
And he knows this. And he's singing your song there. And this is the thing that's going on in America. I asked Jake Tapper, who was on our air a couple of weeks ago. I said, look, you look at Donald Trump's trustworthy ratings, and he's at about 50%. It's, I think, 49%.
55%. Rasmussen's daily tracking poll yesterday, 55%.
Yeah, that's approval rating. I'm talking about trustworthy.
Okay, and on trustworthy,
he was at 49% when I looked at that particular poll. I said, when you look at the news media, are at 39%.
I'm surprised it's that high.
I'm surprised it's that high. In some polls, it would not be as high. So I said, you've got a problem here. You know, does the news media need to take a look at itself and decide whether or not it is taking the right approach on these things? Because people do not trust the news media right now. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump knows this, and he has certainly made a case in the press conference yesterday. How about Joe in Fredericksburg? Give us your take on it, Joe. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter. Good morning.
Hello?
Joe. Yeah, go ahead. You're on.
Yeah. I'd just like to say that Trump's doing a great job, and I voted for him, and I'm going to vote him for 4 years from now. He's really put it to the media, and I mean, I just love the way he turned the media up.
Do you think, though, and I wonder, could he be expanding the base? Could he be bringing more people in instead of just playing to the people who voted for him? Because they're supporting him now anyway.
Right.
By tempering his message just a little bit, do you think?
But I also think that he has brought, some of my friends that actually were Democrats and we weren't going to support him, but that tried the media now, too, and they actually said that if he's going to run, if he's around another 4 years, they're going to vote for him.
Yeah.
They have to change their mind.
All right. Listen, I appreciate the call there. More of your calls straight ahead, and we're going to be talking about this throughout the morning with Joe Concha from The Hill, Guy Benson from Town Hall, and we'll take more of your calls throughout the morning. But hang on, everybody, a little bit more after this. It's 522 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
The following is for a free hearing test. Do you hear but don't understand what you're hearing? Do you misunderstand conversations at work, home, and socially? Do you have ringing in your ears? Are people having to repeat themselves to you? If you said yes to any of these questions, HearingAidDoctors.com is offering a free hearing consultation. Top-ranked by Washingtonian Magazine, they have great reviews, do home visits, and can help things like this. Sound loud and clear. Make an appointment today. And if needed, you can get a new hearing aid at a special low price, starting at just $9.95. Call 800-811-8700. HearingAidDoctors.com is locally owned with 7 locations and staffed with experienced doctors, and they take insurance. Don't put off hearing issues any longer. Hearing aids aren't what they used to be. 800-811-8700. Even if it's for adjusting your hearing aid, the sooner you call, the clearer you'll hear. Visit HearingAidDoctors.com.
The Big Screen Store. It's President's Day. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again.
three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store, when you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Who will win the next giant jackpot? Only those playing at Live Casino. Come play the biggest four-wide progressive jackpot around. Each mystery progressive jackpot starts at $50,000 and is guaranteed to hit by $100,000. Anyone playing an eligible slot machine with their Giant Jackpots card or Live Rewards card can be the next big winner. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-522-4700.
It is now 525. More of your calls straight ahead in just a moment. Right now, it's time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good news on the roads. Really not too much to tell you about. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway. Quiet. No problems. Maryland or Virginia 95. 395 looks good. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, on the rails, we're under safe track surge number 12 through the end of the month. No blue line trains between Roslyn and the Pentagon. So the yellow line train really picks up the slack there. And unfortunately, I'm just hearing from Metrorail that the yellow line trains right now, they're single tracking through National Airport due to a track problem. So hopefully they can get that resolved quickly. But again, they'll need extra time even for the yellow line trains. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather back, mainly clear sky first part of Friday and gorgeous sunshine this afternoon. Shooting up near 50, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, right at the freezing mark, 32 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
Unfortunately, much of the media in Washington, D.C., along with New York, Los Angeles in particular, speaks not for the people, but for the special interests. And for those profiting off a very, very obviously broken system. The press has become so dishonest that if we don't talk about it, we are doing a tremendous disservice to the American people. Tremendous disservice. We have to talk about it to find out what's going on, because the press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control.
That's a little bit of what Donald Trump handed to the press, and the press was outraged at it. What did you think? Phone lines are open. How about Mike in Springfield? You're up next with Brian and Mary Walter.
Hey, good morning, team. I thought it was a great presser. We were watching over at the Pentagon, and we pretty much had the same discussion. You know, there's a lot of hate out there, and you turn on any show, and we did after the presser. I mean, it was to the script. I mean, even Jake Tapper was being negative and a little vindictive in his saying. And I think the press doesn't like Trump because he's substance over style, whereas Obama was style over substance. Because I don't remember the media mentioning the Russian reconnaissance ship that this time last year that hovered off the coast of Georgia, or the Russian sub that actually penetrated the Gulf of Mexico, or the Russian long-range aircraft that are penetrating the Alaskan area defense zone, or the Chinese subs that are starting to cozy up to the California coast. None of that was even mentioned by the media over the past 2 years.
But we're certainly talking about what's going on with this one little intelligence gathering ship, aren't we? All right, listen, thank you for the call. We're going to be continuing this conversation throughout the morning. It's 528 on WMAL.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Filing your taxes by yourself might sound easy, but Jackson Hewitt knows better. What happens if you make a mistake or the IRS sends you a letter? What will you do? When you go with Jackson Hewitt, a Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro has your back and gets you the maximum refund guaranteed. Not everyone can say that. Forget the computer. Go with Jackson Hewitt. Maximum refund guaranteed or your tax preparation fee back. Only applies to federal refund determined with filed tax return. Valid at participating locations. Terms and conditions apply. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
This very generous D.C. paid leave measure is about to become law unless Congress acts on the matter. We're going to pick it up in just a moment and talk about it. It is now 5:30 in the nation's capital. Time for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump is still looking for a new national security advisor. His top choice to replace Michael Flynn, Vice Admiral Robert Harwood, has said no. Harwood says, quote, I'm in a unique position, finally, after being in the military for 40 years, to enjoy some personal time. It may be the dead of winter, but the nation's weather is doling out much more than just snow and ice.
We've been going in there for a while to hide from our uncle.
Children in Maine reveling in the state's second highest snow depth on record, 79 inches covering the ground. Meanwhile, in the south, a Polk County, Florida brush fire scorched roughly 2,000 acres, destroying homes and forcing evacuations. On the west coast, more than 20 million people under flood watches in Southern California. Officials in California also keeping an eye on rainfall as they monitor a spillway at the Oroville Dam that was damaged and forced mass evacuations this week.
I do not have any information to suggest that the threat level has increased.
I'm Reed Binion.
A security guard in Chesapeake, Virginia, who shot and killed a 60-year-old Pokemon Go player, will now face criminal charges. Prosecutors say 21-year-old Jonathan Cromwell will be charged with second-degree murder. Victim's family responded,
we are so happy. Finally, the suspect, the shooter, got the charge he deserves, and we are so, so happy.
60-year-old John Cheng Chan was shot during an apparent late-night confrontation with Cromwell in a parking lot. In the latest, the bizarre murder of Kim Jong-un's half-brother, Malaysian officials now say they won't release the body yet. They want DNA from a next of kin first. Meanwhile, police are also not saying much about the two women and the man they've taken in for questioning.
According to police, they told us that this Malaysian man led police to the other female suspect, the Indonesian woman, Siti Aisyah. In fact, he's her boyfriend. So that's the connection between the suspects. But so far, no charges. They have been remanded in custody for questioning.
Correspondent Simon Mosen. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 20,620. The NASDAQ at 58.15. Sports, the Wizards win their fourth straight, beating the Pacers. NHL, the Caps remain idle till tomorrow night. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Located in Front Royal, Virginia, lies a school where 100% of its students are accepted to a college or university. It's Randolph-Macon Academy, a co-ed day and boarding school for students in grades 6 through 12, where graduating classes garner more than $6 million in college scholarship offers each year. Students soar at Randolph-Macon as they build a solid foundation in knowledge, leadership, and character. With 13 to 17 students per class, Randolph-Macon students are challenged by highly qualified, caring teachers. Through Air Force Junior ROTC, students become confident leaders. Plus, they can excel in sports, performing arts, and an optional flight program. Learn how your child can benefit from a Randolph-Macon education at the next open house on Monday, February 20th. To register, visit rma.edu. That's rma.edu. Randolph-Macon Academy, celebrating 125 years of college prep education for future leaders.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en reacharide.org.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, seeing a lot of good news here around the region. In from the west, 66. Good, great time from Gainesville to get going up through to the Beltway and into Falls Church. No problems out of Leesburg on Route 7 through Ashburn. Looks good. Sterling 28, the toll road 270 between Frederick and the Beltway. Pretty much wide open, just a little bit of volume as you head south of Urbana down toward Hyattstown. Now for the rails, that's where they're having some troubles due to a track issue outside the Pentagon Station. They're single tracking yellow line trains. Now this is in addition to Safe Track Surge number 12 that we're under, where there are no blue line trains between Roslyn and the Pentagon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good push now of warmer weather coming on in. The unseasonably warm air starts pushing in today, just a few ticks above average. Gorgeous blue sky, 50. Tonight, clear 30. 35, suburbs a little colder. Sunshine, 69 tomorrow. Sunshine, some clouds on Sunday, still in the upper 60s, maybe even 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 20 in Chantilly, 27 in Silver Spring, 31 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Man, we got a busy morning because, you know, it's a busy... By the way, the president's up this morning. I mean, we have a special alarm that goes off here on Mornings in the Mall when the president tweets. But whoop, whoop, whoop. 5:13 this morning, he's tweeting about Obamacare and how the move, the effort to replace it is moving quickly. So he's up and at him this morning. We're up and at him, too. Coming up 7:05, Joe Concha from The Hill will join us. Guy Benson from townhall.com. And we'll also talk to Kathy Hollinger about the Immigrants' Day. She works for the Restaurant Association. Did it impact the restaurants at all? And she'll join us at about 8:15 this morning. I'm Brian Wilson. Very happy again to be joined by Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Brian.
Want to talk about this paid leave bill that is about to become law in the District of Columbia. Very controversial stuff. More than a 500,000 workers in the nation's capital could get up to 8 weeks of paid family leave. Woo-hoo. Under a law that Mayor Muriel Bowser has allowed to take effect without her signature. So here's the thing. 8 weeks, if you have a kid or adopt a kid, you could also claim 6 weeks if you have an ill parent who needs your assistance, and you get 2 weeks of personal leave under this bill.
I am so down with this. I'm having a baby.
It's like, and if you hit the trifecta in 1 year, it could be as many as 15 weeks of paid leave.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
No, I know you're serious. And so who pays for this?
Well, the taxpayers in the District of Columbia will pay for it. And Mayor Bowser said she didn't like the idea. She didn't like the policy. When they first passed it in council, she said it's wrong to raise district taxes to fund a costly new government program that sends 66% of the benefits outside the city. That's right. If you live in Maryland or Virginia but work in the district,
right,
you would be eligible for this and because your job is actually in the city, but even though you may live in the suburbs. It's amazing. And here's the thing that's driving me a little crazy about this, Mary, is that she's going to allow it, even though she doesn't like it, she's going to allow it to become law without her signature, which is sort of, I think, the chicken way out.
Of course.
And you know what really is sort of silly about this is, she's, I think, secretly hoping that Congress will step in, review this, and take it out.
Right.
Which Congress has the right to do. But what's bizarre about that idea is that, on one hand, in the District of Columbia, they say, we want to be our own government. We don't want Congress interfering with our affairs. But I think that secretly, on the other hand, Mayor Bowser, a Democrat, doesn't want to veto a piece of legislation as a Democrat that gives free stuff to people. And what she's wanting, really, is for Congress to do her dirty work for her. So on one hand, they don't want Congress meddling. I think in this particular case, she wouldn't mind at all if Congress were to meddle in this matter.
So in other words, she's a politician?
Yes, exactly right.
Okay, I just want to clear that up. So here's the thing. So what does this do, though, for it's going to levy a new 0.62% payroll tax on employers, small and large, to generate the money. So the employers are paying for this.
Yes. That's right.
So if you have, let's say, small businesses are the number one employers in this country, right? So you've got your little shop where you sell candles and homemade stuff and crafts and things like that. You're not operating with a large overhead.
Nope.
You're going to get hit now with another tax that's more than 0.5%. Which doesn't sound like not much, but adds up. And you're going to pay that to D.C. Then D.C. is going to pay someone to process it and file it, and then they're going to pay the people.
Right.
Well, that seems so efficient.
And here is my greater concern. If you're a small business like that person you described who has candles, and so, or has a little
shop.
Yeah, you know, whatever. You're selling stuff.
Right.
And all of a sudden you have an employee who is going to be out, you know, for let's say 8 weeks or 6 weeks, depending on the case. Or if, you know, like I said, if you hit the trifecta, you could potentially have an employee who was out 15 weeks out of the year. Well, what do you do? I mean, do you hire somebody else temporarily?
You're gonna have to.
Or do you have other people pick up the burden of that missing person? Productivity will go down dramatically. And I think that small businesses, by and large, and as you're right, the economic engine that really makes things work is often small businesses. I think small businesses will look in this and they say, you know what? This is an onerous burden on me as an employer of people. And so I can go right across the river there into Virginia, or I can go right into Prince George's County, or I can go right into Montgomery County, and I can do my business over there just as easily as I'm doing it in the District of Columbia, and I don't have to care about this onerous burden that's been placed on me and my ability to conduct my business.
Yeah, well, exactly. So they're going to drive businesses out, and this is what happens. You saw it in there was a study that was done in Seattle when they raised minimum wage to $15 an hour. It was incredible the number of businesses that just picked up and they just moved right outside the Seattle city limits, and they didn't have to pay the minimum $15 an hour minimum wage. This is the problem with DC, and this, again, the disconnect that you were just talking about before. They don't run small businesses. They don't live in the real world, which is yet another reason why we need a constitutional amendment for term limits on senators and congressmen. They don't live in the real world. They have no clue how their policies affect the guy who's up right now listening to us on his way to work after a hard week of work. And they have no clue how it affects these people. It all ties in together so neatly, and they just keep proving it over and over again.
And again, my larger point is the mayor is counting on Congress to take care of this matter, and that's sort of the chicken's way out, if you ask me. 543 on WMAL.
What if you woke up in heaven? but God was not there. Would you go look for him? The Ship to Look for God Trilogy by D. Krause. Available on Amazon and Smashwords. Download the first book for free. Go to www.dustyskull.com. Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Service leaders told a House Armed Services Committee yesterday that the production of the F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter is on a good trajectory and is a necessary aircraft in the military's arsenal to battle high-end threats. The overarching priority is continuing to drive costs down in the F-35 program while delivering full capability to the warfighter. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. Alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
It is 5:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, we had been all nice and quiet, so we have this crash now on Virginia 66 eastbound, right as you come up through to the Beltway. It's right beyond where that right exit merge lane is to get John to the Beltway, and only one lane gets by. So if you're coming eastbound 66, I know you know that there's a crash up ahead because you're just at a standstill. The far, far right lane, you can make that exit to get onto the Beltway. Otherwise, if you're continuing inside the Beltway, you need to make those left exit. Only one left lane gets by. So the impact is starting to quickly grow here as you come in from Nutley Street up through to the Capitol Beltway. That's our main problem right now. Otherwise, we're off to a relatively quiet start around the Beltway, Virginia, Maryland, 270. It's the volume through Urbana and down to Hyattstown. Starting to see that just on the increase. That's the slowest stretch. For Maryland's 95 between the Baltimore Beltway and our Beltway, off to a nice quiet start there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good roll now of warmer weather coming in. Wait till you hear the weekend forecast. We're going to get to that in a second. Lots of sunshine, about 50 today. Tonight, clear 35, cold around the suburbs. Tomorrow and Sunday, lots of sunshine and highs in the upper 60s, maybe even tickling 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And 70 degrees doesn't like to be tickled. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 32 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by LifeLock.
Grabbing coffee or breakfast? If you swipe your card, you leave a trail of digital information thieves can use to steal your identity. Ever hear of LifeLock? Their U.S.-based team of specialists help resolve identity theft problems. Go to LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RISK to save 10%.
5:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson and Mary Walter in the house today. And so, there were some things that happened yesterday beyond the press conference at the White House. There were a couple of announcements about replacements. One is involving who was going to be the new Secretary of Labor nominee, and that is Alexander Acosta. That announcement was made yesterday. And it was widely expected that the replacement for Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor was going to be Vice Admiral retired Robert Harward. However, this morning, a whole round of reports that he has turned that job down. And we're not exactly clear why, but many of the reports suggest that it had to do with family considerations, and one can understand that. This is a job that takes, 24/7 commitment. The other part of it is apparently he could not get a guarantee, according to some reports, that he could select his own staff. And this is, I can understand the interesting dilemma of the White House in this. You've asked people to come work for your administration. You've brought a lot of people in. They've made sacrifices. They've made commitments. And now, because the guy at the top is gone, somebody wants to come in and clean house and get rid of all those people. It's a difficult situation for the White House. But I can also understand how, if you're the guy coming in and you want to be in charge of national security, that you have people that you feel comfortable with. So apparently that was unable to be resolved, and he has politely turned down the offer to become the national security advisor, which brings us to the next question, who's next? And by and large, the thinking in Washington at this moment, and you know, it can be wrong, but is that it would be General David Petraeus. Mm-hmm. Now, David Petraeus, as you know, has a little bit of a baggage in that he got into trouble for showing classified data to his then mistress while she was writing a biography of him. But that seems he's done his time on that. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter if Congress doesn't like that idea, because the National Security Advisor is one of those positions that does not require congressional confirmation.
You know, the Financial Times is also reporting with regards to Harvard that there may be financial concerns as well, because he's got a really nice job at Lockheed Martin. He's a mm-hmm. senior executive there. And as you said, the impact on his family. But I just love, if you look at what the mainstream media is saying, he turned down the job because of the chaotic atmosphere at the White House.
Yeah, well, you're
in the Trump administration.
You're never going to, if you're the mainstream media right now, you're never going to pass up a chance to say something outrageous that slams this administration. So we'll keep you up. We'll keep you up to date and see what happens on this. I don't imagine they'll let a lot of grass grow under this matter before they take some action. But David Petraeus, apparently the man next in line to be the National Security Advisor. 550 on WMAL. Here's L. Rushbo.
Okay, so it's Tuesday. Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank claimed that President Trump's unpopularity is causing a Republican uprising. His piece was titled, Trump's Toxicity Has Republicans Running Away from Their Constituents. What was his evidence? Well, Republicans in several states have faced rowdy town halls. We're told that in Utah, Jason Chaffetz was confronted by angry constituents who want to keep Obamacare. Now, here's what we're supposed to believe. Republican voters who for 5 years have demanded that Congress get rid of Obamacare now all of a sudden love it. And they're attacking their own congressmen at town halls to vent their anger at Trump for trying to take it away. Trump, by the way, who they voted for and are happy with. Now, meanwhile, another news story appeared in the Washington Post on the same day with this headline. Democrats bracing for town hall protests directed at them ask Bernie Sanders for help. Well, now that says it all. The Democrats know who these protesters really are. They are not and never have been Republican voters upset over Obamacare being repealed. They're not mad at Trump. They're out of control, loony leftists being bought and paid to show up. Now, if Mr. Milbank read his own paper, he might learn that Obama and Soros are behind the protests, part of a strategery to intimidate elected representatives of both parties into keeping Obamacare, as they want big government. And then again, you can't blame Milbank for not reading the Washington Post. Who does? Too much fake news in that paper.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Are you still paying off your student loans? Let me tell you about SoFi.com. Refinancing with SoFi.com can significantly lower the interest rate on your student loans. Now, many SoFi.com members cut their current rate by as much as half. It saved them thousands. In fact, the average SoFi.com member saves over $19,000. Lots of members use the monthly savings to pay off their loans quicker, getting out of their student loan debt years early. Now, whether you have government or private student loans, SoFi.com can consolidate your loans into one simple loan. And best of all, it takes less than a couple of minutes to find out just how much you can save. All you have to do is go to trysofi.com. Checking your new rate will not affect your credit score. There's never any fees or obligation, and you can start saving thousands by investing just a couple of minutes at trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. One more time, trysofi.com.
Richard Karn here with Christine Pallera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? A wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home, in your lighting, with your decor.
And the day of installation, wow, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture for that matter. They're going to do it all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up and leave.
Plus, from now until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floor's free installation sale on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest will be charged on 12 months same as cash promotion if account is not paid in full within promotional period. Free installation sale includes installation on carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl only. Does not include any other labor or miscellaneous charges that may occur. See website for licensure information.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crash on 66 eastbound at the Beltway and a lot of activity at the scene of this incident. Several cars involved, fire trucks still there at the scene of the incident. Only one lane gets by, so if you're coming eastbound, after you come off 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and in that stretch up ahead, you're going to hit that jam traffic as we're narrowed down to just the left lane getting by. If you need to make that far right exit to get onto the Beltway exit ramp, you are able to get onto that exit ramp. That's our big story right now. Otherwise, good on the toll road off the Greenway, quiet. No problems around the Beltway currently, Virginia or Maryland. For Metro Rail, fortunately, they're still dealing with a track problem at National Airport, so they're single tracking through National Airport on the Yellow Line trains. Expect delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather back, mainly clear sky first part of Friday and gorgeous sunshine this afternoon. Shooting up near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 32 degrees, 5:56.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 weight loss. You know, I get asked the same two questions every time. How much have you lost and what does it cost? Well, I've almost lost 20 pounds. I'm just a hair under 20 pounds right now and it feels amazing. And on this what does it cost thing, let me ask you something. What's the cost of being overweight? How expensive is the health care? What's the cost of not being able to do the things that you want? That's the question you should ask. So let me answer it. It's actually very inexpensive. It's an investment in yourself, your life. In fact, it could save your life while bringing the highest quality of life. Save your lifestyle. Being overweight causes so many medical issues. Get control of your weight, will you? And save yourself from potential problems. And you know, you may say losing weight is so hard. Well, EMP 180 has been easy and it's the right thing to do. So EMP 180 weight loss, that's EMP 180weightloss.com, EMP 180weightloss.com, or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and last month you heard me tell you all about Thompson Creek Window Company's biggest sale of the year, and that sounded good to a lot of you. Well, here is something that sounds even better. Thompson Creek Window Company is extending their biggest sale of the year for this week. You can still get the lowest window prices of the year with 25% off every window. Here's what you need to do. Call 855-57-CREEK right now. That's 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you. Thompson Creek eliminates the middlemen by designing, building, and installing their own
own super energy efficient windows right here in their local factory. And that sounds good to me. Call 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you and you'll get 25% off each window this week with the biggest sale of the year extension. Put an end to those drafty windows and high utility bills. Pick up your phone and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or online at thompsoncreek.com.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all. Especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Some days you just can't give it away. Unless you're talking about free slots play at MGM National Harbor, where they've already given away over $1.5 million in free play on their pulse-pounding Vegas-caliber slot machines. Unless you're talking about that.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See M Life Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
An illegal immigrant has taken up sanctuary in a church. What should the government do about it? Also, we'll give you some new Trump news, and there has been a major change to the game of...
The best trips don't just take you somewhere new. They change the way you see the world. On Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel, uncover the delights of every destination across city hideaways and crystal blue shores. Sponsored by Season 2 launch partner, Fiji Airways.
When it comes to a stopover, people don't recognize the value until they actually do it. So I wanted to see how stopping off in Fiji and doing my buffer there instead of going straight back to Sydney, how that shifted me into the mentality and got me ready for going back to real life. And, you know, the best cure for anxiety is feeling nurtured and calm and taken care of. And I think Fijian hospitality lends into that quite well. Fiji kind of wraps around you in a way that's warmer than everywhere else. I think it's because the culture grew up centered by community.
Listen to brand new episodes of Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.